I first got involved in the Iditarod in the fall of 1980, actually 1979. My mother was excited about it, and I had that spring tried to run the Rendezvous, Women's Rondi, and realized that in living in Bethel, I didn't have perfect trails that could be used for training speed dogs, but I did have perfect trails for training for traveling across the state of Alaska. My mother, Peg Stout, was membership number 12 for the Iditarod Trail Committee. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I love the event and I want to be able to portray the nuances and the stories of the dogs and the special passion that people that are involved, not just as mushers, but also as volunteers and as the people, the media that are carrying it. There's stories to be told out here. There's lifetime experiences to be explained and to be learned. And that's one of the reasons that I want to be able to bring my, in my case, 42 years worth of experience to the plate and ask those lifetime questions. I think one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences is finishing in the 18th place a month after my last chemotherapy. Every particular checkpoint was a great accomplishment in and of itself and a testament to the love that my dogs had shown for me and being careful with me, and been able to even get to each checkpoint was my own reward, much less to finish. Jeff took a picture of my leaders with me, and you could see the cross of the Covenant Church behind us in the chute, and I just thought it was a great prayer story. I know for sure that God has me in His hands. I know that in all the situations that I've been riding on that very edge of control, out of control of my life physically and emotionally. I've been taken through some of the hardest experiences, harder than I ever thought I personally was capable of, and God has never forsaken me.